Hi, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. I think you may have been in touch with one of our agents yesterday regarding some financing for your business. Does that kind of ring a bell?
I spoke with a couple of agents yesterday, yes, and they determined that they can do business with me.
Gotcha. Okay, who did you speak with? Do you remember a name?
No, there was two guys. One was obviously just a pointer, and the other guy was more knowledgeable, and he said he can help me.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm just doing a little like quality control follow-up. Did they say why they couldn't help you, or?
Because you're very limited in what you're financing. You're financing merchants who selling daily, like coffee shops or something like that.
Okay,
and
what is this?
I'm an export business, and I might get 3-4 deals a year, so that's not in their scope.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, there is like kind of a minimum threshold for your gross revenue. What did you guys do in gross revenue in 2015?
No, you misunderstood. That they said they only deal with people who are selling constantly on a monthly basis. I'm an export company, and I'm working on my contracts. I might have a contract once every 3 months, or maybe like 3 contracts a year. I might get $100,000 for one contract, and I might get $500,000 for a contract, but it might take me a year or half a year to do that.
Okay, got it. I just want to make sure that they didn't falsely disqualify you, because even though you don't have a whole lot of like frequent deposits, if they're large deposits, we can still help you. We do have programs that adjust to like seasonality. So are you like seasonal? Are you slow during a certain time?
No, I'm not seasonal.
Is it like on and off? It's just on and off, right?
It's not on and off. It's if you ever looked into export business. You work with the, you know, you try to bid on a contract. If you're successful, you win the bid, and, you know, you start working on it. But you never know if you're going to get it or not. So this year, for instance, we only had 2 contracts. One was, I guess, about, 68,000. Another one was, I think, about 15,000, something like that.
Okay, so what was the total that you did last year?
About 80,000. This year, 80,000.
This year, you're doing 80,000?
Yeah, so far, yes.
Gotcha. And what did you do last year?
We're only in business since, I think, April this year.
Gotcha. Okay, so they determined that you didn't qualify, probably based on that 80K.
No, they said based on the fact that...
infrequency of the deposits.
Exactly. You only deal with the merchants who are selling constantly.
Okay, gotcha. What I would like to do is keep in touch with you. I imagine, you know, you're a new business. You're probably still going to be growing, and you know, maybe we can help you once you grow a little bit more and assist you with your growth as well.
You said you can't. You don't deal with the companies like me.
I'm not sure why they would have told you that.
Because I don't deposit daily or weekly or monthly. Mostly work with companies like coffee shops or something, whether you're selling to customers every day or once a week or something like that.
Yeah, no, we do work with a lot of different industries. We do have different, and like I said, different industries that we work with, whether it's retail industries or construction, or we actually do have some companies dealing with exporting as well. But usually they're like a little bit larger scale. But really, it really depends. Like, were you looking for equipment, or were you looking for cash, or what were you looking for?
To finance equipment, you know, to buy, to provide cash flow. Say we got prepaid about 50%, and we need another 50% to purchase and ship the order.
Okay.
And they told they're not interested in this kind of business.
Okay, I'm actually glad I followed up with you then, because if you're looking for equipment, it's not based on your cash flow, it's based on your credit. Do you have like average credit, or what's your credit like?
My personal credit?
Correct.
I think it's, last time I checked, I think it's about 650.
Okay. You might actually qualify for equipment even if your business is a newer business and more closer to like a startup. What do you guys export exactly?
It's industrial equipment, chillers, for instance, electric motors, this kind of things.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit more about the equipment that you're looking for?
It depends what I cannot tell you because it only once we bid on something, we don't know what kind of equipment is going to be required.
Okay, so the equipment is more like inventory that you're going to sell, is that right?
Exactly.
Got it. It's not going to be equipment that you're going to set up in your office or shop.
Or something. Okay. It's only like inventory to buy and then to resell. That's why it's probably not going to work with you.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just kind of like follow up with you and maybe, you know, I'll talk to my underwriter and see if there is something that we can help you with. I know it is kind of a little bit below the threshold, but who knows? Maybe we can get a program in place for you. What is your name again, sir?
Igor Nikitin.
Igor, can you spell your last name for me?
Nikitin.
T-I-N. And what is the name of your business?
Industrial Precision Solutions.
Cool. Industrial Precision Solutions. Okay. And the phone number that I called you on, is this your cell or your business line or both?
Business, yeah.
Okay. This is your business line. And what's the best email to reach you at, Igor?
I, N as in Nancy, P as in Peter. I, L as in Larry, N as in Nancy, A, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Yahoo.com. Okay, cool. So do you sell the equipment that you sell, do you sell it online, or do you have like businesses that you work with overseas?
No, we bid on orders mostly from Europe, and once we win the bid, we start working on buying equipment and preparing for shipping.
Got it, okay. Okay, got it. Okay, cool. So, Igor, I'm going to send you an email with some follow-up information, and I'll follow up with you either later today or tomorrow and kind of give you a better idea of whether we can help you or not. You said you started your business last year?
April this year. This particular business, yeah.
This year. Okay, that's cool. Congratulations, getting your feet off the ground and a lot of potential there. So.
Well, you never know.
Yeah. Okay, have you done a business loan before, like with your bank or anything, or no?
Say it again.
Have you taken out a business loan before?
I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have you taken out a business loan?
Loan. Okay.
Yeah, like a line of credit.
Oh,
or
yeah, many
loan
times ago. Yeah.
Like this year or?
No. Maybe 5-10 years ago.
Okay. So you were.
Yeah.
So you owned other businesses before? Is that right?
Yeah.
Got it. Were you kind of always in the same industry?
Not always.
Different things?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Igor, well, I'm going to follow up with you either later today or tomorrow, and I'm also going to send you an email so you have my contact information. And even if we can't help you right now, maybe once your business picks up a little more, we can get you some cash in the future to bring on some more inventory, put on some more of these things, and help you grow your business.
Yeah, but I just want to make sure that you understand I'm not in retail business. I'm not.
So. Oh, yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. I got it. Yeah, we work with a pretty broad range of industries.
Okay.
So.
No, because the guy told me, you know, that you only deal with the regular deposit type of businesses.
Yeah, no, we actually do have a pretty wide range of more unconventional loans as well. So, but yeah, I'll see if there's anything we can do for you, and I'll get back in touch with you. And like I said, worst case scenario, we'll follow up with you in a few months. You know, if your business has grown and you have more frequent deposits, we can get you some more cash. So,
okay.
Okay, thank you. My pleasure. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.